Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Kiefer Madness?
Kiefer Madness?
Yes, I'm ready for Kiefer Madness.
Kiefer Madness.
Rack that one up for Kiefer Madness, will you?
Is he going to talk about ducks wearing clothes and stuff?
What did you say?
Going to be like Kiefer Madness. He's going to be in a great buildup and then nothing.
Kiefer's a nice guy.
Kiefer's a nice guy.
Okay.
So screw you, Keith.
Yeah.
Right. Screw you.
Yeah, exactly. We don't need you.
Stupid jerk.
We don't need you.
Kiefer Madness. Rich Keith is just that guy makes you laugh.
Kiefer Madness.
I don't think this is one of the stronger segments.
I cannot drink cold water.
Psychopath, right?
We'll raise the kid for you, but you gotta throw us some money.
Hefty, hairy guys.
Hardo. Oh, why don't you just drink a regular beer?
All right, here we go. It's a Friday at noon 30, Dale. You know what that means.
I do.
It's week in review time.
That's why we're here.
It's week in review time. We'll get back to all the Bruins thoughts here in just a moment, although this does include the Bruins. You know what we like to do? We like to really get, I think the trending nows really can build some momentum. They can be like a good part where it's once an hour. You get to a lot of different topics, and they usually start pretty strong, like this one did.
Trending now. Start that up.
Too many beers.
Play the music again.
You all right, pal?
I think so. That came out of nowhere. Start it up again here, just so we can have a real, like a fresh one. People aren't going to want to hear that.
We're pros.
So at this, and it doesn't often happen.
Pros.
Where you can point to, you know, like patient zero, the exact moment.
Yeah, that was it.
You got to actually hear the exact moment Rich Keefe reached puberty.
Trending now.
It's like that moment.
Start
that up. Too many beers.
Not many people have that kind of situation happen to them on the air. We've been talking about a lot of poems, Dale. There's been poems. We have our guy, Doug Vaughn, the poet laureate.
Well, at least one guy. Okay.
And by the way, we have his Game 5 poem later on in the program as well. I know people have been waiting to hear that. But we've been talking about a lot of poems. Doug Vaughn, the poet laureate of the St. Louis Blues, has been very good. So Mike in Wakefield decided to call in earlier this week with a poem of his own.
I promised a poem, so I'm going to give a poem.
Here we go. Our Bruins poet laureate audition. Here's Mike in Wakefield. What do you got?
Respect for Doug Vaughn as pride is not made of glass. Dino Costa threatened my guys again, and I'll come down and kick your ass. My intent was to tell the tale of the win, but the bees made us blue and let too many pucks in. Our captain, Big Z, took a puck to the face, and the rest of the boys couldn't play out in space. They made too many passes with not enough shots, couldn't get out their zone or defend in the slots. Game 5 needs a change with more pucks on their sticks. I told you, Dale and Keith, the series would go 6.
Yeah, it's going 7.
That hockey insider.
I think it's going 7.
Well, he could be right.
I think it's going 7.
All right. Well,
I think it's going 7.
But I saw where Old Takes Exposed has kind of scoffed at you a tiny bit today.
Wait a minute. I don't know. What do you mean? Today they did?
Yeah.
They got after me?
A little bit.
Old Takes Exposed? These cowards who called me out for Terry freaking Rozier?
They retweeted you. Somebody else had put it together. They had the Rich Keefe tweet that said Bruins in 5.
Yeah.
And then they added Bruins in 6.
Right.
And then they added Bruins in 7.
Well, those are all my tweets. And guess what? After Sunday, I'm going to write Bruins in 8.
Well,
they're probably
going to
lose that game, too.
Yeah, they did. They retweeted
They had me? I didn't know that. They could have tagged me in it. Those gutless cowards.
Come on.
I want the apology. That one's fine.
See,
I said Bruins in a
sweep. Funhouse who actually put together the tweet of you.
Oh, okay.
Saying that, and then they retweeted
He's a big fan of mine, that guy.
Is he?
No.
No.
I don't know why. I don't know what happened to him, but... All right, we have a lesson here, because, you know, we take a lot of calls. Today's been a very busy day on the call screen. So just a simple kind of rules to calling into the show, I would say.
Yeah, if you want to get a point across as a caller, how would you guys, do they say, like, give me a second? Or how do they...
No, go, yo, don't you interrupt me. Don't you interrupt me. I'm going to teach you something about hockey. I'm going to teach you all about hockey right now. Chara turned the puck over. He deserved to get hurt. Ryan O'Reilly's got a curved stick.
That was because we had a guy that was very similar to that.
The exact voice.
Yeah.
Your mimicry skills
pretty
are
good.
Otherworldly.
I am a bit of an impressionist. I'm like a Frank Caliendo of WEEI.
I noticed that.
Yeah, just a little bit. So there was a big to-do, Dale, about Tom Brady getting Tom Terrific copyrighted or whatever the hell you want to call it. And that led us down a road. Apparently Tom Brady has several nicknames. I don't know just how common they all are, but he has got a whole bunch of them.
So here are the listed nicknames for Tom Brady on Pro Football
and they're
Reference.
All trademarked.
Tom Terrific.
Fine.
Says that.
Yeah.
Touchdown, Tom. I've got a dumber one for you.
Okay.
The Pharaoh.
Wait.
Can you edit pro football like you can Wikipedia? Because I feel like that's not anybody's calling that.
Wait, there's two more. Comeback Kid. Here's number five. It says Tom Terrific. Touchdown, Tom. The Pharaoh. Comeback Kid.
Comeback Kid was a movie. It was a baseball movie.
Sir?
Oh, that was from the Wickersham article. That's actually funny.
So no word, Dale, on if he got all of those trademarked.
Well, we did find out that Pharaoh evidently came from, was Brandon Spikes.
Yeah, so one guy called him that. Something one time, that doesn't make it a nickname. Like, if think about it, every time somebody called you something and that was just a nickname.
Oh, it happens in here all the time.
Forget about it.
The list would be, we'd have several web pages. Speaking about that, Tom Terrific, we'll talk more about that later
on,
too.
Yes, we will. St. Louis, I guess, I don't know if he's St. Louis's hard-ass Dino Costa.
I don't know. Wyoming's hard-ass
Wyoming.
Dino Costa.
Yeah, America's.
St. Louis by way of Wyoming.
And it's not even Dino Costa.
That's not even his name, which is a red flag to me.
Yeah.
Anyway, he went on with OMF. We're not going to play you any of it because it was awful. But he did, apparently he was trying to tell St. Louis that, you know, how important he is to St. Louis earlier in the week.
The city of St. Louis needs Dino Costa.
All right, so you get the sense of what.
By the way, a little insider scoop for you boys and girls.
And you, Rich.
Yes.
Need Dale Arnold.
I do. I would never say that I didn't.
Okay.
Dale trying on his Dino Costa hat there.
And a little inside scoop for you boys and girls.
Yeah.
Dino Costa wanted to go on with us.
Yeah,
after he went on with OMF.
Just so he could say
because he had such a boffo appearance with OMF, and he wanted to reprise it, I guess, with our audience. And we said, yeah, you know what? We're good.
It was not great. I ran a little hot this week with Jason Rossi. I tried throwing a slide at him. Yeah, I don't even remember what he did.
You did. You actually threw the loser slide.
I threw a loser slide at him.
You put that on!
You put that on,
you're a loser!
It's like a flip-flop for people that might not know a slide.
And they're Rob Bradford's.
People are a lot hipper than you. They know what a slide is.
I had no idea what a slide was.
Yeah, slide.
Until it was thrown at my face.
Shocked to hear that he didn't know.
I learned about it because Big Baller Brand used to sell them for like $400 slides.
Is that what you threw at me, a $400 slide?
No. This is not a Big Baller Brand slide.
Oh.
This is the loser slide that Bradford, quote, won.
It's a real small slide, too.
But then Scheim also set some important odds for the future.
It wasn't bad.
The Rob Bradford
loser
slide.
I was trying to hit Rossi with the loser slide.
Are you serious? You're trying to throw stuff at me.
Yeah, that's right.
Don't make me come up through this glass.
I dare you.
Next step is throwing hands.
That's right. That is the next step. What are the odds? Scheim, come up with the odds.
That's Keith minus about 700.
I like it.
Good. Like it. Bet on me, baby.
I'm going to throw the fight.
Bet on yourself.
That's going to happen. We're gonna get a parking lot, 2:30 one afternoon in the parking lot, get everybody out there, and we'll just fight. What do you mean? You're shaking your head.
One big pile driver.
Yeah.
I'll fight you, but I don't want it to be in front of a crowd.
No. I am better in front of crowds.
I think I might have performance anxiety.
Is that the problem?
It is.
Oh, okay. So
like everybody's staring at me?
Well,
no thanks.
Well, we're gonna have to figure out
something.
Does
that mean you have to throw your cat out of the bedroom? Oh, never mind.
Excuse you.
Never mind. Yeah, what's the deal there with the cat? Is he involved? Anyway.
Is he involved?
I don't know what he does. Cats are creepy.
Totally.
They're real creepy.
Oh, dogs sit there and watch, like Dragon.
What do you think the cat's doing, for God's sake?
Dragon. The rapper.
Dragon. That's not a person.
Dogs absolutely get involved with people. I don't care what anybody says. They sit there on the bed. Dog people are weirder than cat people.
It was not even a little bit.
When it comes to that stuff.
Not even a little bit. It was another Wednesday with Wiggy, breaking down some of the potential lineup changes for the Bruins.
Okay. And you could do this. You could stick Juha Vaakanainen in.
Well, I've heard about Vaakanainen.
He's been.
we were talking about
who? What was it?
Who? Oral Duncan Hyman.
That's close enough.
Oral Duncan Hyman. Unbelievable. All right, so of course, these stories
of
the week.
So is he now the new hockey insider?
No, because he was wrong too. So here's our hockey insider right now. So this was our hockey insider from the week. Christian Fourier from OMF had a whole bunch of scoops this week, Dale. Let's try to figure this out. This was back on, I want to say, Tuesday.
Yeah,
We all saw what happened to Chara, but nobody had the sourcing, and nobody was willing to go to the radio, print, television. What other kinds of media are there?
Social.
Nobody did that except for Christian Fourier.
For the record.
Oop, sorry. That's on me. That's more him.
So here, what are you hearing there, Big Fella?
He's done. I can quote it. Dunsky is what I got.
Yeah, not Dunsky. So he was Dunsky. Clearly he played, so that was wrong. But he had more.
It is 9 a.m. We need to know what more you know.
You want me to tell you? Well, here's the thing. Like, first of all, I'm not saying a word until people beg me for it.
Do you have news on Matt Grislick?
I do have breaking news.
You do? Okay.
I do have breaking news. I have confirmed through my sources, multiple sources, mind you, that Grislick has been cleared and he is going to play tomorrow, Mutt.
And then he had one kind of follow-up, I suppose, because he got real wishy-washy with the Chara stuff, which, by the way, is what he was demanding to get credit for.
Right,
but then he knew, I think, he was wrong.
He also had an army of WEI employees.
Oh, those guys embarrassed themselves. That was a rough week here.
Z, still possible.
For Game 5.
For Game 5. Although, highly unlikely.
Don't add that. It's still possible to sort of leave that, like,
just
the game time decision thing.
Leave that alone. We'll give you a partial win.
Yeah, no, that was rough stuff there from our guy. And then lastly, we have OMF Glenn breaking it down like only Glenn can.
Rafael Devers has been named the American League Player of the Month for the month of Maine.
What?
The month of Maine.
Does the month of Maine come right after the month of Vermont?
That's correct.
Okay.
They're all right next to each other.
Rafael Devers has been named the American League Player of the Month for the month of Maine.
April, May, Vermont, and Maine.
Love it.
Close enough.
What more do you want from there? That's as good as it gets.
Red Sox take 3 out of 4.
All right. That's not.
And it's the Celtics.
That's not. That's
enough.
Start phase 3 of their offseason program today.
All right, is he still on the dentist chair during those?
I think he might be.
Singles.
Right. Okay. Thank you, Glenn.
617-779-7937 is the telephone number. Text line is 37937. Right back to your calls in just a couple of minutes. And we will talk about Tom Brady and the ring ceremony last night, mm-hmm. and what Tom Brady said when he met with the media yesterday. We'll get to all of that as well. Dale and Keith, Sports Radio, WEEI.
The month of Maine.
And you, Rich, need Dale Arnold.
I do.
Tom Terrific, Touchdown Tom, The Pharaoh, Comeback Kid, Sir.
Earl Duncan Hyman.
Trending now.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.